This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
What kind of flip-flop is it on the other side? Is it the thong style on the other side, or is it the slide style?
Glad you asked. There's two styles, slide and other.
Meaning?
The other one is sort of like, yeah, like I guess like a thong.
Okay.
So thong?
Yeah.
It's a thong, yeah.
So you can basically sort of, are you guys familiar with the Baldo?
No. What?
Oh my God. We got to talk about the Baldo. Here we go. Sorry. I should have brought this up at the beginning. I'm so embarrassed, Brad. Well, okay, first of all, Thing Thong.
This is weirder.
Right? Let's start with the energy really fucking high. Let's keep that going for the whole episode.
Totally.
Let's do it.
Really?
Yeah.
This is going to be the hangriest episode of the HeadGum Podcast in history.
We all have not eaten today. Is that fair to say?
I forgot to complete the group order, the lunch.
We're like, where are the salads? That's why we have a bevy of snacks in the room.
We're getting a peek into the New York office, the trials, tribulations, mishappenings, etc. Does this happen often? Is that fair to say?
No, because I'm not put in charge of the lunch order often.
Who normally does it? Is it? Tell me it's not Narissa. Too. It's usually Marika.
It's not.
Yeah, it's usually me, I think. Or so you've been doing it lot recently.
There's honestly, it's pretty political. Let's move away from this topic.
No, let's actually, He's that's the time right. to dive in when it's political. what's the gossip? Like, who gets mad at whomst when Marika places the order? What are her normal follies and faults?
I don't do anything wrong placing the order. It's just really political, the chosen restaurant.
Okay, and what do you guys normally want? Dig?
No.
No, they don't. I would eat dig.
I like dig.
I would eat dig all the time.
Tacombi?
No, we haven't ordered Tacombi.
Ever.
So that could be fun. Not really. To the office.
They have good tacos.
I used to do that in Williamsburg at the Williamsburg office. I used to get that.
Well, there is one near Union Square, we should say.
Yeah.
It's near the Gramercy, I think, because I got Tacombi right before our show there 2 years ago, which I want to emphasize 2 years ago. Why didn't we do a show last year? Why haven't we done this one this year? Let me take that again. Why didn't we do one last year? Why didn't we do one this year? This is a question for Joel for some reason.
We're working on it.
Are we?
Joel's running code on it.
Yeah. There's no way. It's going to be an AI event.
Yeah. You don't actually even need to fly here, Jeff. Yeah. We're working on generating a virtual clone of really every podcast host, not just you.
In perpetuity or?
Yeah.
Will I still get paid?
Royalties.
Are they
pennies,
good?
Pennies on the dollar. Really.
That's fine. At least I wouldn't have to show up for anything. Yeah. No, that weekend where we did the live show, Emma and Joel, were you guys working here yet?
No.
Mm-mm.
It was such a good time. It was like the best weekend of my life. I think Marika had a bad time because we did it on her birthday.
Yeah, it was on my birthday. So that was rough.
Yeah.
I didn't get to make the choice of the week. Of the show that I was planning. But
did you feel celebrated?
In a way.
A lot of people ate the cookies
that were brought for me.
Were brought for you. I brought those for you.
Yeah, I said a lot of people ate them.
And you wanted, you wanted the whole box? Is that what you're saying?
I want the whole box, but I like didn't really get a chance to eat them. I was
you didn't even
like
have in, one?
I had one, but it was like a box of 12 cookies.
But how many cookies did you really want?
We're starting to understand how Marika gets around her birthday, her anniversaire. You're a diva.
I felt like I should have been able to at least have like two of them.
Two, that's what I was going to say. A sample size, especially. Because these were from, I'm going to look it up on Google Maps. I forget where they were from. The place was bizarre. Très bizarre.
Was it the one in Williamsburg?
Yeah, but I feel like there's a couple in Williamsburg. It was the one on Wythe, I think.
I know where you're talking about. I just don't remember the name.
It's next to Brooklyn. By the way, it matters.
Chip
it
City.
It matters. Chip City,
yeah.
Chip City.
Yeah, and I also love Chip City.
But this I've year, it's got to be Crumble.
Crumble sucks.
Do you guys listen to Blonde Shell?
No.
Never heard of that.
Forget it. She's an old buddy of mine from college, and she has this song called Kiss City. Yeah.
Okay, that was.
You're like, that wasn't a commensurate reaction. That wasn't fair to me. Marika, we should say, at the weekend of October. It's not even a weekend, but we are looking to do a show on Monday, October 16th.
So the day after
Marty's
wedding.
Birthday.
Oh, 2 days after.
Wait, I didn't even realize that Amir's wedding is on Marty's birthday.
I thought Marty's birthday was the 14th.
Really? I might have been wishing him well wrong.
A day late? Yeah. Let me see.
It doesn't matter, though. He has a Porsche, right? So it doesn't really matter.
He sold it.
That's fair. He didn't fit in it. Marty, the company got some funding. Marty started being, like, a big spender. He bought a vintage Porsche, like, I think a 1969. And then he pulled up one day to the office. I was like, that's such a cool car. And he was like, yeah, my head hits the roof. I was like,
he outgrew it.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Too big for his britches.
Yeah. Emma, are you a Kai?
are you a Saibel?
Are you a car guy?
No, I'm not a car guy.
Joel?
I think being a car guy is like so lame.
How so?
Like, it's not a hobby to buy expensive things.
What constitutes a hobby?
Because it needs. Go ahead.
I'm not a car guy either. But just to play devil's advocate. Yes. But this argument doesn't even lean towards that. For car guys, I feel like their whole thing is like getting together and just driving. Is that not a hobby?
That's a hobby, but
I don't think
getting,
it's cool.
Thing that car
getting
guys
together
do?
To do something entirely solitary is like a very kind of masculine desire.
that's true. I was just talking to Joel saying that I met somebody who went to his high school, and I went out with like a vague new friend and his friends last weekend. And I was a little nervous. I was like, I don't know what your friends are like. And then they were all like sensitive boys. And we actually got into shit. We actually got into it. We talked about our family dynamics and like how our, you know, childhood shaped our nowadays. And that's something rare. Medium rare, maybe. Respond fast.
Great.
Don't like stare at me in stunned silence. Marika looks like devastated by the idea of me having an emotionally intelligent conversation with them.
Medium rare kind of means like it happens the perfect amount. No.
That's true. That's true. Marika, both cans on. Both of them on.
My headphones
Bond of the week.
Back on for that.
Susan Sarandon is my pick. Let's just get through this. Emma?
That's fun.
Oh, that's a good one. Start with Joel. I don't know.
Gata
Joel?
From Dave.
All right.
I mean, my way through every cast member.
Marika?
Ian McShane.
Oh, the hot French girl who's in Passages.
Passages, what's that?
Passages
is the last
great
movie that I saw.
When did you see it?
I saw it last week.
Okay. I saw it like 2 days ago.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved it.
It's so good.
The it was great to for the, my entire theater to turn on the main character at the same time.
Yeah, totally.
Delightful.
Yeah, she's mine. Adele something or other. I don't know her name.
Nice. That's that segment. We did it. We don't do it every week, but I'm trying to do it as much as we can every week so that it's like a runner.
I have a point about male hobbies.
Why are you explaining this now?
Male hobbies, yeah.
I think every man should have like one hobby that no one else in their life understands.
What would yours be?
What's yours, yeah.
I think I'm still searching, but like my friend found a great one where he has like a storage unit upstate, which is also kind of where he like motorcycles.
Okay, so he's a murderer.
So that's cars. That's the same thing with different amounts of wheels.
No, because the thing that he does is he's just like, oh, I gotta like check out like some stuff at my storage unit. And you're like, what? And he's just like gone for like 36 hours from the city.
Yeah, he's a drug dealer.
I was going second family.
I went, that's where he stores his bodies.
I just think it's cool that like he disappears and like no one knows what he's doing.
Everything we've listed is arguably a hobby.
Yeah, that's true.
Worse than car guy hobby-ing.
You think it's cool that he disappears off the face of the earth for 36 hours?
Like, that's always not
a hobby. Well, I guess you could have a solitary hobby.
That's like Gone Girling as a hobby.
Yeah, I've never seen that, but that sounds like a good hobby.
I do collect watches. This is actually a Swatch that I just got in the mail this morning. Cool. So it's actually kind of cool. That's the name of the
brand. You should get the James Bond Swatch series.
So I don't know if you can see this on the Zoom, but it shows the date, the day of the week.
So this isn't cool or impressive to
me.
That's fine that it isn't to you, but you just said that you think it's cool when men have hobbies that other people don't understand.
That's true, but this isn't a hobby. This is buying shit.
Yeah, no, it's collecting. Collecting's not a hobby.
Collecting, like, all quarters from 50 states is
that's
cool.
The same thing. This is old. This is from the 70s.
All right.
I just joined a watch collecting group in Los Angeles, and I'm going to the first one tomorrow, the first event.
I wonder if you guys will talk about your feelings.
I'm really excited to hear about the people that were at that.
I'm really worried about the people that are at it. I'm really, like I said, I'm trying to say yes to more shit right now. And I am fearful, avoidant, that these people will avoid me and vice versa.
Right. There's a chance that they'll actually be more similar to you than you could ever possibly imagine.
That's almost worst case scenario.
Right.
Anyway, Marika, you have a lot of hobbies.
I feel like they're the normal like definition of a hobby. It's like going to the movies. Like, I don't know. Do you not feel like that? Like, it's not exciting. It's just like a thing that you do.
You've seen every Broadway show, it seems like. I think that's novel.
I think that's normal. I would say that is my hobby, but then when I tell people that it's my hobby, they're like, that's crazy and not a hobby. I don't know.
What is this like weird like fucking big brothering of what's a hobby and what's not?
I don't know.
It's sort of a hobby.
That's your thing that no one else understands.
I just want to make people feel bad about the shit that they do on the side.
That makes them feel good.
On the side. Hobbies? Okay. Marika, sure.
I was going to say, I wish I like played a sport or like did an activity that was like more of a thing or like did crafting. That's like a hobby.
It's entirely in your hands. You can take up a sport or a craft. What craft would you do? What sport
I'll teach
would
you do? You how to knit. We could knit together.
I don't know how to knit. I would love to learn how to knit. I know how to crochet. I really want to make rugs. That's what I want to do.
You talk about that a lot.
I do talk about that a lot.
We should get into it.
Yeah, you're always talking about that. At this point, just do it.
Yeah.
That's why we can't fucking order lunch. Marika's just talking about making rugs.
Marika's browsing looms. Emma, what are your hobbies or lack thereof?
Mm, My hobbies are stuff that, like, with any skill would be more than a hobby, like writing poetry or movies or whatever.
That is the thing. I feel like I want to make rugs partially so I could, like, sell them for a lot of money.
Rugs?
You're a capitalist chick. Have an art form.
But it's like, what
enjoy.
Am I going to do with, like, what am I going to do with, like, 10 rugs, you know? Like, if I just keep making rugs.
You could sell them, but for a lot of money is the part of the sentence that I have an issue with.
Or you gift them to your friends. I love them to your friends. I've been looking for a rug for months.
It's a great gift.
It would be a great gift, but it'd be like a, like, rugs are like $600 plus. Like, I'm giving you a $600 handmade item.
No, sell them at cost, but not, just don't be like Nordic knots.
At cost is crazy. I made a lot of, so I give a lot of, like, knitwear as gifts. And I made a bunch of, like, baby onesies over the pandemic. And it was, like, it'd be, like, $200 in materials and then probably, like, $2,000 in my time. So
that,
I,
but
so
that's
like,
at cost. It has to be inclusive of labor is what I meant.
So just, but $200 is still an insane amount of money.
No. Yeah. It would be the $2,200.
Oh, okay, that's more reasonable. I see what you're saying now.
For one baby onesie.
For one baby onesie.
Yeah.
However much the rug costs that you gift me, inclusive of labor, I will spend that amount of dollars on Chip City chips to give to you on your birthday.
What? Just give me cash.
All right. I'm again also starting to see what Marika wants for her birthday. Seems like cash in an envelope.
That's truly all I ever want. And let me tell you, hard thing to ask my parents for. They do not want to do that.
I get that. I'm like that too. But no one's asking for it.
Emma, can you make those onesies in any size?
Yeah, I can make a Jeff size onesie if that's what you're.
All right,
trying.
I'm a 44 regular. I don't know if that is taken in suit size or.
Like,
no, like 22 to 23 inches across the chest, and then just, like, you know, I don't need that much room in the grundle.
For now.
Marika?
Yeah?
You're shifting in your seat. It's making everyone else uncomfortable by proxy.
I mean, you have to point it out, and we probably could have gotten past it. I was trying to take off my shoes so I could sit cross-legged. Emma inspired me.
And I'm worried about Joel and Emma's comfort level really with good. You not having shoes on in the fucking studio.
Emma I already have shoes don't on. Have shoes on in the studio.
Okay. Joel? Maybe
I'm not wearing underwear.
That's fine. Yeah. What are you guys most excited about in life right now?
I am stressed because I'm flying to Red Rocks tomorrow.
To see?
Me and my friend have no plan, but we're going to see Mount Joy. I haven't done laundry in weeks, but it should go well.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
He's floundering.
Marika, what are you most excited about?
I'm excited for you to come to New York.
Yeah, I am coming to New York August 28th.
Jeff, I'm sad. I'm not
going to
be here.
Nobody's going to be there.
Oh, do you want to come to Bruce Springsteen with me and my dad?
All of my friends are going to that on the 30th?
No, on like September 3rd or 2nd or something.
Never mind.
It's a Sunday.
If it wasn't with your dad, I would go. I feel like you should have father-son time.
We have an extra ticket. It would be sort of medium rare.
You really
the three
backed
of us
me into
spent
a corner.
Time.
I'm not comfortable around fathers, so we don't have to
just
get into
like
that.
A rule.
But that sounds really fun. I actually did almost get tickets to see Springsteen in L.A., and I still might. So I might save myself for that / marriage.
I'll pencil you in.
Emma.
Was eating Gushers bad tape. Sorry. I am excited. The week that I won't be here and that you will be here, I'm going to be with my sisters and my cousins all on a trip.
In coastal Maine or?
Black Island. I was in coastal Maine recently. It's off of Rhode Island.
That's cool. Newport?
No.
Okay.
Don't just like list places in the Northeast.
There's no way you're going south from here because you'd have to get down to South Carolina for there to be anywhere of worth.
I'm not going south.
Right.
Fort or otherwise.
North Carolina is pretty good.
Nice. What's that, Marika?
I said North Carolina is pretty good.
Really? Asheville? Or
sure.
Sure.
I heard the most tragic, horrendous story, so bad I can't even say it on the podcast, that took place in North Carolina recently.
We really need to take a break. I'm so sorry.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Welcome to, we haven't done an actual like game segment in a minute.
And but, we're back.
What's that?
He said, and we're snack.
Oh.
Because he got a pretzel out of the container.
Sorry, I just, yeah.
Another word. Not to like derail everything, but.
We've played this game before. Deja vu.
All over again.
Can I finish?
Go on.
This is Fictionary. This was suggested by somebody in the YouTube comments to play this again. I had forgotten we'd done it. And I don't know their name, so they won't get any credit. But this is Fictionary. This is a Victorian-era parlor game where everyone guesses the definition of an obscure word in the parlor.
So do we need to go to the parlor?
Let's just treat this as the parlor.
Okay, I love that.
Do you guys get the rules of the game? I'm going to say an obscure word, and then we all take guesses at, you know, what it means. And let's raise the stakes a little bit. If you guys get kind of near the right word, and I'm not going to do the Venmo thing. I'm not going to do the cash. We haven't done that in like a year. It's played out. I will answer one very personal question about myself. People always say, oh, Jeff can dish it out, but he can't take it. You can ask me anything if you're close enough to the definition, but I'm only comfortable doing this because you're not going to get any of these. Is that fair?
Yeah.
That's fair.
All right. Naskin. N-A... What's that?
No, I was going to ask with an N or an M.
N-A-S-K-I-N. It's like napkin, but with an S.
That is when, like, new skin grows over a scab.
So you think it's like a portmanteau of, like, nasty skin?
I was thinking nascent and skin.
Oh, very good. Very good.
That is a colloquialism meaning, like, I'm not asking that.
So, can you use that in a sentence?
I'm nasking that.
Oh.
That's good.
Okay, so
that's
really good. It's a conjunction.
Yeah.
I think nasking is when you're, like, perturbing someone, like, annoying.
Okay.
I really like Marika's.
Yeah, I really
do,
too. I
will start using it.
Marika's is awesome.
Wow, thank you.
Nasking means, you're all wrong, prison.
Prison?
Yeah, it's just a different word for prison.
What's the origin?
I wasn't prepared for you to ask that. I'm Googling it now. I really wish you were nasking that.
Very good.
It looks like it is not showing up on Google.
It's not a real word.
It really is not.
Tell Google to get in the parlor.
Google's lacking in the parlor. We're dictionary.com. Jesus fucking Christ. It's not showing origin.
Right.
Is it not an English word?
No, it is. I think it must just be like so old that there's not a lot of literature on it. Moving on. Jobbery. J-O-B-B-E-R-Y. Also, everyone feel free to play along at home and write your definitions of these words in the comments of the YouTube video.
One at a time.
One at a time as you're watching this.
Yeah.
So we can, and then maybe next time we play this or next week, we'll read those on the pod.
Maybe.
Maybe. That might not be a good idea.
Yeah,
I just thought of it now.
Upset.
Jobbery. J-O-B-B-E-R-Y.
I think it's like joyful. Playful.
I think it's a location similar to like a haberdashery, but where they give out jobs. Like a temp agency, but old-timey. Like you go in or like, I need a job. And they're like, here you go.
Like a Depression era person standing out of a factory and like handing
like
slips to people. Yeah.
You're so good at this game. I've said two of the most humorless things.
Wait, what is a haberdash?
It's a place where they sell hats.
Is a haberdash a hat?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Jeff, it feels like you would know.
I take offense to that.
A jobbery is like that feeling when something's gone a little too soon.
Wow.
Whoa.
All wrong. It's the conduct of public business for private gain.
I mean...
You think any of those three were close?
What did
you
think?
You said it was a haberdashery.
I said it was a
business.
A business fine, where you get jobs.
Fine.
Hit him, Marika.
Not hats.
Ask me anything.
I don't want to. You don't want to know anything about me. I don't take joy in asking extremely personal questions about people.
And see, I don't get that. do you want to phone a friend or phone a fiend?
Sure. Joel, do you want to ask a personal question?
When did you last feel my definition of jobbery?
And I already forgot your definition. Can you remind me?
When something's gone just a little bit too soon.
Oh. Sure. See, my instinct is to make a joke because I want to like make it good for the podcast, but that's not what I said I would do. My friend Corey, who was on the show on the All About Dairy or there's something about dairy.
Oh yeah, that's the guy who like threatened me or something.
Yeah.
He is in New York, by the way, and he is going to beat the shit out of you. He's been searching for you. No, he moved to New. I went to Kentucky for a job, and then when I was there, he moved to New York, and I got back, and I was just like, "Where the hell is Corey?" And that made me sad. Also, I was supposed to get back the day of his going away party, and then they extended me, and so I didn't even get to say goodbye.
It's kind of a flex, but I'm sorry to hear that.
The flex is that I have no friends in LA.
But the jobbery people in Kentucky fucking love you.
Bye, Jeff.
I wonder what he ordered.
I mean, if he can get food in the podcast, so can we.
Yeah, true.
We could if you guys want it.
It's a crazy looking chair.
I like it.
I do too.
What do you think about like outlets that are like really high up?
I don't need that. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Out of the delivery.
What'd you get?
I got a new AC unit because the old one broke and it's fucking scorching here. Moving on. Trover. T-R-O-V-E-R. This one's stumping you guys. It's Trover.
Can you give us what type? Can you give us if it's like a noun or an adjective?
It's a great question.
It's a noun.
I think stressed by that question because I'm like, I'm gonna have to remember what a noun and an adjective is.
I couldn't think of what those are, like what that grouping of things is called.
It's like, a person, place, or a thing.
No. Like what, like a noun, adjective, verb, etc. Like what those are.
Oh, part of speech.
Thank you.
Trover's a noun.
I think
a terrestrial rover, like the one sent to Mars.
Interesting.
I think it's like low-lying shrubs in a forest on a hill.
That's really good.
Okay. We made love on the Trover.
Yeah.
On the shrubs?
Yeah.
Trover.
Trover. I think it's a kind of trophy.
Okay. It's actually legal action brought to recover goods from the wrongful owner. Yegg.
Yielding like the same pleasure as having
egg with a Y.
The egg.
Why?
Exactly. Yegg.
This is a hard one, honestly.
Yegg!
You do the part of speech?
Noun!
It's a hobby that was popular in 1850s Germany.
Interesting.
Wherein you put an egg on a spoon and then bike with it in your mouth.
Okay.
What, I think it's...
Sorry, what time? Ahead. You said 1850s?
Yeah.
Okay. Marika?
I think it is a type of singing that's very guttural and often with a very phlegmy situation in your throat.
Emma?
I think it's like some sort of club.
Okay. Honestly, I'm going to give it to Joel. It's a burglar of safes, but it first appeared in print in Europe in 1873. So I'll give it to you for the timing of it all. And I do think that safe cracking is kind of a hobby.
That is a hobby.
Yeah.
Have at it.
I don't want to ask you any more personal questions.
So these stakes aren't high enough. You guys don't want to get the definition right because nobody wants to know anything about me.
You don't want to share. You're so explicit about not wanting to share.
I just shared a very earnest thing.
Yeah, but it wasn't like
salacious.
Interesting.
Yeah.
it wasn't interesting.
All right. So what would raise the stakes? What would you want the prize to be for being close?
I think you should have to make me a rug.
That's so mismatched. I would have to learn a new trade.
You would improve yourself.
Barely.
I think you should make him like a t-shirt.
Honestly,
I think you could make like homemade t-shirts a thing for you.
Yeah. Maybe. Here's the thing.
Like the ones where you just write in a black Sharpie on a white t-shirt. Like, you bring this back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. That's not good for this episode. I'm trying to put together a good episode and something oral.
Sure.
Gustly.
All right. No. Sing me your favorite Springsteen song for 15 seconds.
Please, no. I was going to say sing a song, though.
A new freedom.
Actually, no, this is what it is. Every time someone gets one right, you need to do that same task.
Okay.
And when we collectively get 5 right, you have to go to Springsteen with me and my dad.
Listen, there's 6 more. So you have to get
3 for 6.
3 out of 6. Okay. And by the way, I'm the judge, so I'm just not going to give you 3. Guzzly. Gusli.
It's an app where they deliver gas to you.
Guzzly just IPO'd.
I think it's a descriptor of like when you have really like ruffly appendages on like a dress or outfit.
Okay.
Emma? It's like a very like overwhelming bosom. That's what I think it is.
Before there were mommy milkers, there was Guzzly. The correct definition is actually Russian zither.
Oh, that's cool.
What's zither?
Wait, it's that? A musical instrument.
Zither.
Okay, don't yell at me.
No, that's the next word.
It's a musical instrument.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's one for... Oh.
So I have to sing Springsteen song?
No, sing a Sondheim song that's not What Would You Do on a Saturday Night?
I can't. Did Sondheim do... He didn't... No, that's Andrew Lloyd Webber. What else did Sondheim do?
Sing Sorry sing a, Grateful. Sing, sing, Devastating.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Sing what?
Best. Sorry Grateful.
Sing an Andrew Lloyd Webber song, then.
Memory, all alone in the dark. Da, 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 da. Those weren't the right words.
You were close-ish.
Whatever.
I did think you started with mammary, though. Which
you did think what?
I didn't like. I said I thought you started with mammary instead of memory. And I
do
like
always
that.
Do that.
Hmm.
Start with the memories?
In my head, when I sing that song sometimes, which kind of happens often, it's memories. Because I'm thinking of... Never mind. All right.
You're thinking of Guzzlies.
I'm thinking of Guzzlies. Exactly right.
Vacky?
Vacky.
Spelling
Sticky.
Or...
V-A-C-K-Y.
It's like when someone doesn't pay their taxes.
Oh, no, he's close.
Marika?
I think it's when a business doesn't pay their taxes and have to evacuate the building.
Emma?
Sticky.
Sticky. Both Joel and Marika were almost exactly right. It's just an evacuee, which is such, like, an irresponsible way of referring to someone who had to flee a life-threatening yeah. situation.
Oh, they vacuumed. It's also too close to, like, vacay.
There's a bunch of vacies trying to vacay. All right. Another song I have to sing, I guess.
Playboi Carti song.
I don't know any of his songs.
A Britney Spears song.
Sing Lucky.
Stronger than yesterday. My way. I love that song.
Yeah,
Jark! J-A-R-K. Let's
this
fucking speed
this up.
This
segment is going on so
Let's speed
long.
It up. It's because you guys are taking pregnant pauses. It's supposed to be like first thought, best thought. Jark!
It's a fucking jumpy shark.
You say Jimmy Shark? Like shark sprinkles?
No, I said a jumpy shark. Like a shark that jumps out of the ocean like a dolphin.
All right. Jark.
It's like when a dog's teeth get really overgrown and scary.
Okay.
It's like a joke, but if you're Australian and you don't know how to talk
Jark.
Right.
That's pretty good. Sarcic. No, it's a seal or insignia on a counterfeit document.
Whoa.
GID. G-I-D. GID.
Get, laugh. But if you're from the South.
What'd you say?
I said laugh.
Okay.
I said like get, like a command like get, but if you're from the South.
To move swiftly, verb.
It's brain disease. It's a brain disease suffered by sheep.
Aww.
Ode.
Like,
O-D.
Hmm. Let's go with a shortened way of saying odometer.
A tornado.
A stand-up guy.
It's actually a mild oath.
So it's something you're not sure if you're going to keep?
Yeah, I'm like, why? There shouldn't be a word for that. And if there is going to be a word for that, why is it ode? Short and sweet, in and out. That was all we had. Do you guys have any other points to make? Anything else you want to say? We can wax for a bit and then go to plugs, or we can go to plugs and see what happens.
I don't have any closing thoughts. I can't believe you thought zither was a weird word.
I think if you weren't on this episode, no one would have known what that was. I believe.
I believe this. That's what he says in Oppenheimer. No, it's good, right?
It's good.
If I want to get Marika, I just need to reference more movies.
No, it was honestly like the fact that Emma referenced something in Oppenheimer after seeing it with us, after not wanting to see it with us because she didn't know what it was. It was the whole backstory of it.
Got it. So I have no chance. Got it.
Yeah.
It was a long runway up to making Marika laugh.
All right, plugs. What do you guys have going on? Let's get out of here.
Joel?
Text me in the next 24 hours what I should do in Denver for a night.
Do you want to share your number?
This episode isn't going up for weeks.
Great. You can... Great.
Here's my number anyway.
Just text me, honestly. Follow me on Instagram, Joelman Dunoff, and that is your ode.
Nice. I don't think you used that word correctly, but you
know. Follow me at Marika Elon on Twitter/X, Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, Letterboxd, TikTok.
Relax, man.
Fucking follow me, dude. That's it. Listen Emma. To the pit wall.
Follow me at Emma Rose Foley on Instagram.
At Jeffrey James on Instagram. And let's start getting some buzz about HeadGum Podcast live show going on online. Let's start sending some emails to .com to .com and
do
start demanding it, right? We're looking at the New York area.
Some really scary emails.
Yeah, let's start threatening people's lives until it happens. That's maybe the only way we'll get it, push it across the finish line. And looking forward.
All right.
That's Dawes, folks. Classic Ed.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.